Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, we are back. It's 10 minutes after one. It's time for us to move on to our next segment. It's our Grow model. Every lunch hour, we give you our prayer warriors, but we begin it by giving you our Grow model. And everyone who wants to grow both their physical person and their spiritual man, this is your chance. Pastor Michael Musagwiza joins us on the line to talk to us today on When Change is Tested. As it will often be, it is easy to say we've changed when things are calm, but real change is proven under pressure. Whether it's anger, it has to be tested under pressure. Whether it's temptation, it has to be tested under pressure. Or old habits creeping in, they too have to be tested under pressure. Your true character is going to be revealed when you are tested under pressure. That's what we're talking about today. Pastor Michael Musagwiza, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Much pleasure is always mine.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. Why do old habits return when we're stressed or when we are hurt? Why?
In life, old habits can return during times of stress or hate, because these situations can actually trigger a return to familiar coping mechanisms. This can be due to the body's fight or flight response, which may lead individuals to seek comfort in familiar patterns, even if they are not healthy. You know, I like to borrow from some philosophy. You know, there's this Stoic philosophy, which teaches us about the importance of recognizing our triggers and developing resilience to navigate such challenges better.
Okay.
But my favorite writer notes in the book of Ministry of Healing, page 489, that the strength acquired in conflict with difficulty is precious, for it is the mightiest barrier against evil.
Oh.
You know, if mountains were smooth, we would not have climbed them.
Yeah. Okay. That's not abundantly clear for me. What's one situation that showed you, Mfundis, how much you have grown? Or maybe how much you have not grown?
Dedicating time in a day to listen to Adventist World Radio.
Yeah, man.
Is a sign that I've grown.
That's it.
Thank you very much. Reflecting on specific situations can actually help us evaluate our progress.
Right.
And character growth.
Hmm.
You know, when you consider a recent situation where you faced a challenge or you made a difficult decision, how you handled it, what you learned from the experience, actually help in the character development.
Right.
When you do, Aristotle actually emphasized the importance of habituation in developing virtues.
Okay.
And he was suggesting that repeated actions shape our character, and by reflecting on our experiences can actually help us identify areas where we have grown and areas where we still need to work on our development.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do grow every day, and sometimes we grow through experience. Sometimes we do grow, you know, by when things happen to us, that is experience. And we grow by acquired learning,
right,
acquired information, etc., etc.
Right. So how do we keep moving forward when we feel like we've taken two steps back? It happens. So what do we do then? How do we keep moving forward?
Our attitude to situations determines our altitude.
Okay.
You know, yeah, winners never quit.
Yeah.
Because quitters never win.
Yeah.
You know, keeping moving.
Yeah.
Keeping. Stop it, man. keeping moving forward,
right,
actually involves recognizing,
yes,
that the setbacks are a part of the growth process.
Right.
And it requires perseverance. It requires learning from mistakes and seeking support when needed.
Yeah.
The Bible actually, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, encourages us to not to grow weary in doing good.
Okay.
And this emphasizes the importance of persistency. You know,
okay.
focusing on progress rather than perfection can also help. And additionally, setting goals and celebrating small victories along the way can provide motivation and a sense of accomplishment.
Okay. Even though you don't see those victories because you're taking two steps back.
You have to pull an arrow in order to give it strength to go forward.
Wow.
An arrow has to be pulled back.
Wow.
So the pulling back is not the pulling back of the arrow is not a setback.
Yeah.
But it is for gain. It's for it to gain enough force to go forward with the oomph. With the oomph.
I finished with a quiz. You finish me. You leave me powerless. And for this. Yay! Okay, let's keep moving. Can failing a test of character still be part of our growth, Pastor?
Yes, indeed. Failing a test of character can be a valuable part of our growth.
Right.
It actually provides an opportunity to learn from our mistakes.
Right.
To understand our weaknesses better and develop strategies for improvement. You see, the reason we've got the Hebrews chapter 11, I call it my hero's acre of faith.
Yeah.
You know, in Hebrews chapter 11, that's where our heroes and heroines of faith are lying in tears today.
Okay.
But if you look at how those people began in their life, all of them, their beginning was not that rose.
Right.
But look at their ending.
Okay.
They are all sleeping as heroes at the hero's acre of faith.
Okay.
So even Ellen White actually notes that it is through trials and conflicts that we are to gain the experience essential to our success. That's Christ's object lessons, page 58.
Yeah.
So this process can help us become more resilient and better equipped to handle future challenges.
Right. Okay. So finally, Mfundisi, what can help us stay grounded in our new path when challenges come? Because challenges come almost every other day, if not literally every day. So what can help us stay grounded?
Staying grounded can be facilitated by regular reflection.
Okay.
Prayer, more prayer, more power. Less prayer, less power, and more prayer. No prayer, no power.
Right.
You know, the best, that's Win An, a person called Win An. He wrote that the best place to catch a view of Mount Calvary is by standing on Mount Sinai.
Okay.
Mount Sinai teaches humility.
Right.
And Mount Calvary is the mountain of grace. So seeking support from community and focusing on the progress made so far actually help us to be grounded.
Right.
And there's the philosophical concept of ataraxia.
Okay.
Or freedom from mental disturbances, as discussed in Stoicism. It also can guide us in managing stress and staying focused. You know, you develop resilience and coping strategies that can also help navigate challenges more effectively.
Right. I never thought that Stoicism would ever feature in Christianity, but I hear you applying it ever so well. Pastor, we really need to do that Sinai conversation. We were talking about the role of philosophy in our faith, the Christian faith. I'll call you. We'll make a date where we're going to be talking about the role of philosophy in our Christian faith. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Your time and your bombs, really appreciate them. They make this show ever so fulfilling for me. It blows me away literally every time you throw one. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
The pleasure is always mine, Lupondwana, and listeners, goodbye and have a good day.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.